I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
This week's episode brought to you by me. Oh, yeah. I'm coming on tour, baby. This weekend, I'm going to San Jose, Santa Rosa, and Redding in California. Where Leslie's from, by the way.
Yeah.
Dayton, Ohio on April 25th, April 26th, and 27th in Lexington, Kentucky, who just lost their Coach Calipari, RIP. Yeah, tough. Sorry to bring that up.
Tough loss.
May, we're coming to Lincoln, Nebraska, Des Moines, and Grand Forks, North Dakota. Rounding out the tour in June, Williamsport, PA, Baltimore, Newark, New Jersey, New Haven, Connecticut, Portland, Tacoma, and Spokane, baby. What up, dog?
What's up, man?
We out here. Oh, yeah. Episode 103.
Yeah.
Let's go. And dude, white background.
Yeah. What do you think? You like it?
Yeah. I love it. People have turned on the YouTube.
It's popping off.
Something's different.
You know what we should do?
What's that?
We should see because we can change it up a little bit too.
Oh yeah,
we should see if people like it with a yellow background.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get some see what they like,
or if people like it better with that white
or yellow.
So, like, those are two big choices for net positive.
Looks sleek, baby.
Let us know. Comment. Let us know.
Leveled up. This week's episode brought to you by Henson Shaving, baby. Henson Shaving, a family owned aerospace parts manufacturer. Has made parts for the ISS and Mars rover, and now they're bringing the precision engineering to your shaving experience.
To your face.
And mine, by the way, because I got it. Listen, the thing about Henson Shaving is that they're like, razor blades are like diving boards, which I didn't know what that meant before I got one. But the longer the board, the more the wobble, baby, wobble. And that's true. The more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, Alex.
Hmm.
It's an extension problem.
Oh.
They got precision, clog-free design, best razor in the business. I could say that for a fact. It's stainless steel sitting on my counter right now, baby. Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence. It's affordable. The Henson Razor works with standard dual edge blades to give you that old school shave with the benefits of the new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Super affordable.
You know, you go to some of those cities and then you can't even go to Walgreens. You can't even get some razors.
That's right.
They got them locked up.
Yeah.
Not with Henson, baby. Get them delivered to your house.
That's the selling point.
Dang it.
Easier to access our razors. Yeah, so you can easier. Have them.
I said baby. That's what I was reacting to.
Oh, got it.
As I try to get through the
I was excited about the easily accessible razors.
That's not in their copy.
Yeah.
But they do deliver it right to your house.
Yeah.
It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/netpositive. To pick up your razor and use code NETPOSITIVE, and you'll get 2 years worth of free blades with a razor. Just make sure you add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/netpositive and use the code NETPOSITIVE or hit the link in the episode description below, baby. That's what makes the pod possible.
Yep.
Pods like this. We talked to Leslie.
Yeah.
Liao.
Yeah.
Comic up and coming.
Fun one, dude.
Hot episode.
Great episode.
Yeah, she's hilarious. She roasted me a little too many times.
She got after you a little bit. Yeah.
Everybody loves that.
Yeah, it's fun.
I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I did. I was at the Masters. We talk about that for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
For a second. I was at the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. Shout out to Joan, a fan, came by and said hi.
What's up, Joan?
Wild experience, though, because nobody had a camera.
Ah.
You're not allowed to have a camera in
That's
there.
Right.
So they were just...
Were you on the course?
Yeah.
Nice.
Nobody, you're not allowed to bring a cell phone in there.
Where do you put them?
In your car.
They don't have like a check your
they
phone.
They have a check, but you should just leave them in your car.
Cool.
But it is an unbelievable experience, man. It restored my faith in humanity.
Wow.
Dude, nobody was... There was like, you buy chairs and then you sit them out in front of the holes. And then I was like, isn't somebody going to steal your chair? And they go, no, they don't do that here.
Wow.
Like everybody... And I go, there's like lines... For like the merch, and everybody's very respectful. Nobody, even if your friend is like 15 yards ahead, you don't yell at them. You can't even run. Somebody was caught running and they got kicked out
for running.
Running. Because the doors open at like 6 and you want to get the best spots. Mm-hmm. Someone is running, kicked out.
How do they qualify a run, like versus a speed walk?
Yeah, I don't know. They just pick
probably
you off.
Knee bend, I get guess, out of right?
It. Yeah, you got to go. Yeah. We were in the line for merch and the guy in front of us, somebody was trying to, they went under the stanchion to get back with the friends, kicked out.
Ooh. So there's zero grace. It's don't.
But it's like such a historic like
yeah.
place that I was walking around, I go, I knew y'all knew how to act. Mm-hmm. Like everybody knew immediately how that it's respectful and that nobody like heckles players. Like it's the opposite of the waste management.
That's a really good point.
Like, I knew y'all knew how to act.
We do have it in us.
Yes. Yeah. And no one had to, like you go down to Broadway, people are, there's no one drunk. Mm-hmm. There was no one. It was just very, and I go.
Not that they don't serve alcohol.
Yeah, they serve alcohol. Of course they do. But they go, everybody, and I go, this, everybody just mimicked everyone else. Mm. And they're like, well, no one else is doing it. I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. And it attracted a certain kind of person that was like, it was awesome, dude.
I realized even, this was the first year that I like paid attention.
Yeah.
I'm not really a golf guy, but I've been trying to kind of get into it a little bit more. Yeah. And I think I realized that I love tradition.
See, dude.
I love that like there's something in the air to it. And like, I just watched the Masters from my couch,
and
but it felt like a special weekend.
And it only happens once a year.
Yeah.
And it's like, it takes so much to qualify. And it's all those, like, it, you read about the history. It started in, like, 1900-whatever.
Crazy.
And it's, like, it's been out there. The only time they stopped it was during World War II.
Wow.
And they used the land to graze cattle and something for to feed the soldiers or something. Like something.
Oh, wow.
For the beef or something insane like that to in support of the war.
Speaking of beef, did you get the $3 sandwiches?
I got them all. Bro.
Nice.
I got them all.
Do people stack up on them?
Well, there's so many food places everywhere. You just go, it's like drinks. You just, let me get another pimento cheese sandwich.
Very cool.
And they got, I was going to talk to you about this because I knew you'd like this. They got in trouble. Then not in trouble, but they got exposed a couple years back for, piping in the bird sounds
on the broadcast or on the course?
On the course.
No way.
So there's like, they're like, those birds aren't because somebody called them on it because the bird was not indigenous to that area. And a bird person goes, nah, this
no
would be, yes,
way.
Dude, yes, dude.
I feel like there's a big crossover between bird people and Masters fans too.
Yeah.
So they should have known that was going to be called.
Somebody's like, that's a blue tailed whatever, and that's only in the Northeast or something like that.
Good for them.
But I go, they're like, they piped in these bird sounds. I go, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
I'm great with it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Also, this grass is not really that green. Hey, you know what? Also, under this, there's an aeration where they put sprinklers on this green every night. Is that okay? Like, I was like, what level of authenticity do you need?
Yeah.
I go, it's like some of the grass is like, they spray paint it green.
For sure.
Yeah. And under all these fairways, there is drainage systems. Is that okay?
Right.
Or like, what level? I got the we've got onto people like that with church the same way. Like, they're manipulating us. I go,
right.
Yeah. They do that at every concert. They put the lights down. They put a smoke machine on. They put some hype music.
Yeah.
You pay for that experience.
So the Masters is basically like, it's as much of a production as Disney World is.
Yeah. It's like. Rich white guy Disney World. I don't know how to put that, or like affluence. I don't know what they wouldn't even call it that because I mean it's expensive to go there, but
yeah, and it's so exclusive too.
Yeah, it might be now that I,
like
now
get, just get on the course is nuts, man. That's
I
awesome.
I've never been on it. I just turned 40.
That's so cool.
And I just now got on, and I live an hour from there.
Yeah,
2 hours from there.
That's so cool.
Somebody was like, "Well, the Masters they pipe in." I go, I'm great with it.
Yeah, please do.
I'm great with it.
It's half the reason I like having it on the TV, by the way, too. It just sounds
beautiful.
Good in my living room. It looks good. Like I'm just sitting there dozing in and out of sleep.
Like the Atlanta Falcons got in trouble for piping in crowd noise. That is a competitive advantage.
Right.
That's different. Mm-hmm. This is an experiential. They're like, oh, they invested more time and more money to make you have a better time? Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah. It's that's why the tickets cost what they do, sir.
Yeah. I'm great with it.
If it was just an open field, it'd be a lot cheaper.
Yeah. Somebody also said the conspiracy is like people running, people getting drunk, people heckling.
Yeah.
They're like moles as fans.
Like trying to egg on people?
No, to try to catch people. If you do say something, if there's a fan, but works there.
The more I hear this, the more the Masters is kind of communist. That's what this is kind of sounding like.
It's a little communist.
There's a lot of rules.
Yeah, everything's really affordable, but like it's not the best. And we tell on each other. And if you mess up, you just disappear.
And you never come back.
And you never come back. And no one asks questions.
And if you're if you are a member, you wear a green jacket.
So there's uniforms involved.
Oh, yeah. So it's uniforms involved. Yeah. And I don't think that until like a couple years ago, they didn't allow women in. So.
Yeah. Or minorities. So, yeah, this, okay. There's some nations that would like this. Yeah.
Other than that. Yeah. But you do want to, like the tradition of it, you want to keep.
Yeah.
For as long as you possibly can.
No, so, I love it. I think it's cool.
So like the cell phones, they go, well, you should let people have cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
But you got to go to this phone bank and call somebody if you need to meet up with someone.
I would do that just to say I did it. That's pretty cool.
I don't even know a phone number.
Yeah.
You got to write it down.
Three. That's it.
I thought I was going to be struggling without my cell phone. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it's nice.
I didn't need it once.
Good for you, dude. I love that.
Speaking of, though, yeah, that was a diatribe. My bad.
Yeah, the episode.
Leslie. Right. Thrilled to have her in the Nashville Comedy Fest is going on all these next 2 weeks. So we reached out because I'm not going to be in town because I'm going to be on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But she has a show at Zany's tonight, which would be last night if you listen to the episode live.
Right.
I'm going to go by the show, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah. We have a lot of mutual friends in the industry and we connected and she's like, let me come through. And we had a hilarious conversation.
Yeah, it was great. She's awesome.
Get into it, baby. Episode 103. Here's Leslie Liao, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, net positive episode what?
103, John.
103. How does it feel?
I'm honored.
Episode 103.
I know how meaningful that is.
It's a big one.
I know how big of a deal
milestone,
this is.
The 103rd episode.
She said 100. She goes, I want to wait. I want to wait. Leslie Liao is here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Happy to have you.
From Netflix,
yep.
The Tonight Show,
yep.
And most importantly, her greatest credit, part of the Nashville Comedy Festival.
Big time.
Yeah. I'm in Nashville today.
Yeah, that's the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, do you have to do, you know how you do when you go to different cities, you got to figure out what the people like, what kind of jokes they like in the certain cities.
I don't care for that.
You just do what
do what I do.
Yeah,
I do that. Just jokes about Asia. Yeah. No, I don't.
Exclusively.
I'm here. I don't care about your city.
Because everyone does that, right?
Everybody does.
You do a quick wiki search on the town. Yeah. Sometimes I like to look up the racial makeup of the town and see if my crowd reflects that.
They won't tonight, I assure you.
You don't think so?
Let's see. Well, what kind of crowd
I'll
are
let
they?
You guys know. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
But
no, what is your crowd is what I'm saying.
Depends on the city. Hmm. Toronto was so many Asians. DC, so many Asians. So some big cities, a lot of Asians. And then a lot of white people. So I sometimes, I like to do a little census survey.
That's what you do up front. Just stand up if you're Asian.
I do. I make people, it's actually part of my hour where I do roll call by race.
Oh yeah.
And everyone's like, are you serious? And I'm like, I'm serious.
I'm dead serious.
Like I want to know what my
I do that in my show with the denominations of Christianity.
Ooh.
Are there any Catholics here? Are there any Baptists? Are there Pentecostals?
And then you can do so much material.
Yeah. You can do all the Asian material. But you're not, that's not, I wouldn't consider myself a Christian comedian. But I know all that stuff.
Right, right, right.
You know all the stuff.
I don't know a lot of stuff. No, that's the trick with me. I don't know a lot.
That's good probably for comedy.
I'm just going to out myself. I don't know. I know a little things about a lot of stuff.
That's good. That's probably for the best.
Yeah. I just dip my toes in.
Yeah. We feel like we know too much. It's too much TikTok.
You do?
Yeah.
It is too much TikTok. What does that sentence even mean?
Yeah.
John, you're right. It is too much TikTok.
Well, you get in there. No, you get in there.
I'm glad someone said it.
I don't need to know about, you see some kind of boat that's capsized and the other side of it, and you're like, this is, I don't know.
Has nothing to do with
it. So I actually don't consume TikTok. I don't even have the app on my phone.
That's for the best.
Because you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it changes your
schedule. I got your number now, so I'll text you.
So you'll just send me the your feed every day.
Send you the stuff.
We'll get you there. Don't worry. Give it time.
But what I get it. It's great.
Instagram?
I have Instagram, and that takes enough time. I have the Target app on my phone. It's a great app.
That's good.
Shout out to Target. Shout out to Target.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, my buddy has he has his wife set him a timer so he can only be on Instagram for an hour a day.
Is there a separate app that times you on
I think it times on Instagram, it times you, doesn't it?
Yeah, they have their own.
And then it says you're almost out of time.
Mm-hmm. And then you can just override
everything.
Yeah.
Like fuck. Every app, every activity, a conversation.
White guys Ooh. With podcasts.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
Enough.
2x speed. Yeah. Let's get through enough. This. Yeah.
Enough.
Yep.
Enough mansplaining.
Yep.
Yep. Well, we grew. Well, I lived in Santa Monica for a long time.
Did you like it?
Is that where?
I live in LA. I lived on the West Side.
That's why I saw what you go to the that Santa Monica, that comedy club down there.
I know. I yeah, like. Did you like
so
it?
So do I, dude. I love that place. It. Wait, what do you mean you liked it? You don't live there anymore?
So I live in LA, but not in Santa Monica.
Too big for it. No, but, you don't go over there anymore.
This is what I predicted would happen with me. In LA, it's like in my early 20s, I lived in Santa Monica. Because yeah. That was like the cute, fun.
Early, yeah, that's the time, like and 10 years ago.
It's a, yeah. And it's like it's a good spot for like the day drinking is like by the beach. So that's all you do in your 20s.
The pier. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you don't have anything to do. You don't have errands.
I think this is an LA thing, but yeah.
Oh, maybe it is. You just wake up and you're like, who wants to party? And then you just go to Santa Monica.
No, dude, you've been to Broadway. You know what it's like.
Yeah, we have that here. Well, Nashville has become that.
Yeah, we just don't have the waterfront.
Well, there's no like day drinking scene here.
Oh, there is.
There has to be. Yeah.
There sure is. There's day drinking.
Those rooftops are never empty.
Yeah, in the summer.
Oh, rooftop vibe. We love a rooftop vibe.
What's that? The Whaler right out there?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Shout out to the Whaler.
Another sponsor. I put out some good alcoholic numbers at the Whaler. Yeah.
So you like.
My jersey's hanging in the rafters at the Whaler.
If I name drop you and go there, will they just
They'll kick you out. They were like, oh, is that the guy? Is the guy with this photo on the wall?
Who's banned?
Yeah, it's not allowed to come back here. What a place.
Did you like living in Santa Monica?
It was, all right. So I was like, I moved out there because my agent at the time was like, you got to get in. I was like, just obsessed with stand up. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you got to get in a movie. Otherwise you're never going to be successful. And then I was like, all right. So
this
I moved out there.
This is way pre-social media, right?
Yeah. Or not pre, before like people would pop on social media, like, then I started putting these videos on social media, and then like all of a sudden there was like Des Moines, Iowa, 2,000 tickets, and I was like, I'll just go out there.
Yeah.
And then I had to fly 5 hours every Monday and Thursday, so I was like, this is too far.
Yeah.
Because I don't, my fans aren't really in LA.
But how do you know that? I guess we do know that. It's a creepy.
Well, we can sell less tickets, but they are, yeah.
Maybe they're there, they just don't like
it. You know, they have the Instagram, back to it. They will tell you where all people are watching your videos.
I think there is a way to look.
Yeah, there is.
Like where they all live.
Alex should know that.
It's so creepy.
What's he doing?
Shout out to Alex, my Hollywood manager.
Yeah. And he used to work at Brillstein. That's crazy.
I did, yeah.
Is that a secret information?
It's not. It's on my LinkedIn.
That's where I work
You're
for them.
Brillstein?
I work for them, yeah.
You work for them?
Yeah, I work for. That's what I like to say. But they're
they work for you, dude.
Let's go.
That's how Hollywood works.
Oh, yeah. All right, all good. Yeah, it is what's interesting about LA is we just watched all the footage from, we like to watch all those clips from Coachella. It was last week.
Oh, so I didn't keep up, but what did it look like?
You didn't go?
So I didn't go. I used to go a lot of my 20s because it was like the thing. And you had like a crew of friends. You get a house and stuff.
I like how you're like, I'm in my 30s now. I'm more mature.
I got to
put all these old ways behind me. No more day drinking. No more Coachella.
To be clear, I would love to go to Coachella.
Yeah.
But you know, with the schedule, it's like the one weekend you're free. Do you want to go to Coachella?
No.
So for me, no. You know?
It's like, it's so hard to like do. It's like a.
It takes so much emotion out of you and you can't go tour the next weekend. You have to like recover.
Yeah.
You got to recover.
Cause you're going to stay out there a night.
Yeah. You stay there for like 6 days.
Ew.
I mean, you got to get there.
Yeah. You got to get there.
Maybe the night before it starts, then you like recover from the last night. It's like all this stuff.
Bring some drugs. Yeah. In your 20s, not anymore.
To be clear. Yeah. I've evolved.
To be clear.
But I also would love to go. I just didn't have the energy.
I went to the Republican version of Coachella.
Stagecoach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said it.
Yeah, you know.
Well, how was that?
It was awesome.
It's
not the Republican version of Coachella. That's a joke.
But how did I guess it right away?
Yeah.
Like, been in Nashville 5 minutes.
Didn't get it. Oh, you'll be just fine. You'll be just fine. Yeah.
But it's crazy. It's like the weekend right after Coachella, I believe.
It's coming up, isn't
Stagecoach.
It?
Stagecoach.
Yeah, Stagecoach is coming up.
Are you guys going?
I can't go because I'm touring. I have been once before and it was.
It's awesome.
It's so, it's like, how far is it to get to? 3 hours, 4 hours?
From LA, three hours, no traffic.
Yeah, so it's the next weekend. So you got to drive out there.
Yeah.
So if you go that night, let's say you drive out there, it's forever to park. And I remember walking for forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also hate going to stuff that's like you have to plan the entire day in the morning. Like there's no checkpoint. You don't get to go back to home base. You don't have to get to bring
you don't get to check into the hotel.
Yes.
No, you just have to be there.
Yes. Yeah, I hate no in that and out. Stuff. That's so anxiety.
That's the thing. That's the thing that you're like, we don't have energy for this.
Yeah.
But why would you want to leave? Like, do you need to leave and go to like CVS in between Tim McGraw and like, or maybe can't you just stay?
Oh yeah, you'll fit right in Nashville.
Maybe like, see that drop that
Tim McGraw
drop.
I know some things.
Yeah. What do you want to go see Tim McGraw? Yeah.
Whoa.
And you're like, oh, I do want to go see Tim McGraw.
Yeah, I kind
of
do, yeah.
Well, pull that. Do you have that clip of we saw a clip of Leo going in to Coachella?
Yeah, I want to catch up. I haven't seen.
This is Leo and Leonardo DiCaprio.
I've been to that party, Neon Carnival.
You have?
Yeah.
What is it at Coachella? All right, so that's him in the mask there. In the black hat.
Is this the entire video?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why does it say watch till the end? This is a scam.
Oh, well, that's the end. Yeah, I think that's the only thing. Because my thought was like, do you want to be seen or not?
Okay, I won't believe it. Who's going to show up? I'm apparently not going to believe it.
Yeah.
Is it?
No, he puts his hood up.
The hood up.
Yeah.
Let me guess. Who would I not believe?
I don't know who showed up after the Leo. That's the video of Leonardo DiCaprio showing up at Coachella with a hood and a mask and so nobody could recognize him. But it's confusing.
See, it was a trick. It was a trick. What was that picture of?
That's why you're right for not being on TikTok. Because it says watch Jeff Bezos. Clearly, that can't be.
Oh, so this is the video.
Yeah. Is this still the same video?
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos. I got to. Yeah. You know what you need to do? I feel like when we go, we'll have all hat, Matt. So we're like, that's got to be someone way bigger than our level.
So we should disguise ourselves as Leo and Jeff Bezos.
And then they take their hats off. We're like, we're just us.
So. They're so rich that like a video of them walking, how many views does that have?
Probably a gajillion.
Just a video of them walking.
Yeah.
That was not entertaining at all.
No. But you've crossed this bridge. Do people recognize you yet or no?
Happening now.
Yeah.
I don't love it.
No, you don't.
I feel because it scares me. Mm. people go up to you and they stare at you, right?
Yeah, they don't know what
to do. They stare at you to calculate, do I know this person? Yes, I do. How do I know?
How?
Them?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
they stare at you for moments. And then
they go, I've seen that face before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes they just say something, not even a compliment. They'll just say, oh, I know you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Now, what race was that voice?
Can you please cut that out? I don't know why I did that accent.
No, I don't think it was any accent. Who was that? What's that?
It was like, I know you.
Oh, I know you. Like, that's Nashville. Yeah, you fit right in.
No, but yeah, sometimes it's just scary.
Your girl from TV.
Yeah. Yeah. I seen you on my phone at night. Yeah. Anyways.
I thought this. Tell me if you think this is correct or not. I said any artist, which I would consider ourselves to be, or a musician, right, or an actor, they like to do the thing, right? So they like to make the art, whether it's play music, make jokes, and then the celebrity was a side effect or a byproduct of that. Maybe it'll let you know how good you're doing or how well you're doing. But people are just famous, like that's the end goal.
Yeah.
Like someone that doesn't make anything or doesn't do any art. They're just existing.
They just are known.
Then fame has to be the product.
Ugh.
That's tough. Yeah.
I feel that because I never wanted any being famous or known is such a side effect to all this. Like I never wanted that. Like, it's awesome. You know, we have people like go see you at shows and stuff, but it's like, I never want to go in a coffee shop and feel people are staring at you. Yeah, like that's when I'm writing jokes at home, I'm like, I can't wait for someone to.
You write it with a pen and paper?
No, I'm just miming to make sure the camera knows.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look in this camera.
Yeah, where am I looking? I'm like looking at the ceiling. Like, do you see that? Like
someone goes, are you writing jokes? Everybody's lost. They go, what do you mean writing jokes? Like this. Oh.
Yeah. Do they get, make sure you edit it.
You're writing jokes.
It's a side effect.
Yeah, because you just like to do the thing. I just like to do the thing.
I just want
to
do comedy.
Same. But I was joking with, I think my girlfriend, we got invited to a celebrity softball tournament or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then we get invited back the next year. I'll go, this is great. But 1 year, they're going to be like, hey, no more.
Oh, you're going to get disinvited.
But that's everything. So like, this is cool to like be a part of. But like, if that, I go, I can't put any stock in any of this other stuff.
Because like, how do you think you're going to feel the year you get not invited?
Yeah, it's going to be, I'm going to be
you
like.
You kept the weekend open all year for that. And then so it, the invite just doesn't come. You're like, wow, I got nothing to do this weekend.
Wait, do you play softball or do you like watch softball?
It doesn't even matter. Yeah. If I, no. I mean, I played it when I was like in high school.
Oh, so you guys just go like watch a game?
No, we go play and like all the country artists and like.
Right. Yeah.
We play and then people watch us play.
It's like a benefit game.
Also,
yeah.
They might disinvite you because maybe you're not that good.
I like to. That would be a better way to do it.
Is that could be?
I was in a band when I was in high school, and then they told us. They told me the band was breaking up, and then I saw that they had a show.
Oh, that's amazing!
Like the next week.
Why couldn't they just tell you the truth?
I know
they knew. Dang, that's amazing. Dude. What's the band name?
What was our band name? Three Alarm Fire.
Ooh, nice, dude.
Oh yeah,
that's nice.
Wait, Three Alarm Fire meaning like. The fire's so hot.
Yeah,
the it fire. Sets off.
Wait, what's
three
a
alarms?
Alarm fire?
Yeah, three of how many? How many alarms are there?
What's the most?
You tell me.
Four alarm
fire. Wait, there's a limit?
Yeah, there's like a three alarm, four alarm, five alarm fire, I think, because there's like something depends on what is bad happening.
Oh, like this is a phrase for like third degree burn, fourth.
Yeah.
I didn't
five know. Alarm.
Five alarm
five
fire.
Five is the highest. So you guys were right on average.
Wait, so.
Three alarm fire.
You didn't even. Okay, so five is the hottest.
Yeah.
But you guys were so not confident. That you gave, you might as well be named C minus.
Why haven't I been roasted?
Like, what is, what
years
are you
later.
Talking about? Three alarm fire.
C alarm, yeah.
Why can't you just, it's a made up name. You could have
just
gone
go,
for
we should have
gone. Just go for it.
Yeah, it's not even real. It should have just gone all the way. Somebody tell Hudson Phillips, we should have just gone all the way.
Hudson Phillips with the name drop out of nowhere.
That's name.
What was your part in the band? What
I was the drummer.
Oh, I really want to learn to drum.
Oh, yeah. As a drummer. Yeah.
That's a great, because it's so visual.
Yeah. Do it for the camera.
But
it's so visual.
No, like
you got to have hobbies. Yeah.
If you see notes, like musical notes, yeah. I look at I'm like, what are these dots?
Yeah.
But you see clueless. The drum kit. Yeah. It's kit or set.
Yeah, drum kit. No, you got it. Right, drum kit, drum set.
You can see it and know what sound they make.
Well, you got to do something because, you know, when you're out. If you go to these towns that we're in for like 3 days, you're just sitting in a Hampton Inn.
So what do you do? You bring
that's
a drum
what I'm saying.
Kit.
What do you do?
I love to be by myself. And
you're by yourself at home. Are you?
That was too personal. I have friends.
Nah, wait,
what? How do you know my home? How do you know my personal?
That's
you're like
personal.
You're always alone, right?
Well,
you're always alone. You have no support system in LA. Do you not?
No, I only because I saw some of your act and you talk about that. That's why.
Yeah. Oh, I do. Yeah. Yeah. So many of my
don't
stuff
try
is
to
like,
pin me.
Yeah. No, it's all very public.
Yeah.
But no, because when you're in a new city, like it's kind of nice. Like you don't have like so many social plans and a million things. It's like
nothing.
It's like you have nothing. And how often do you get that? So I like to just sit, stare at my set.
Stare at your set.
Yeah, my set, try to write, attempt to write, you know, while you have the time.
Well, if you're at home, see, I always thought this when you're at home and you're doing nothing, you feel bad because you're like, I should be working. But we are working on the road at night, so we don't feel bad.
I never feel bad. On the road, I'm like, every minute is working. Even when the moment I wake up, I'm like, I'm working.
What are we doing?
But I like to go to a coffee shop and sit there.
Well, they don't want to take that from you. Because once you get uber famous, then you can't do that anymore. You're gonna have to come to the hotel. Somebody's gonna have to bring it to you.
Then we gotta open up our own coffee shop.
We do
for famous people.
Yeah, LA doesn't have any of those, so we need more.
That's why I like LA though, because there's so many famous people, whatever. That it's like people don't care. It's kind of nice. You just walk around.
Oh, yeah.
And no one freaks out.
I forgot about that because you've always been in LA.
I lived there for like 20 years.
So you don't have like a hometown to be like, we started her because you're from LA.
It would just be like LA, I guess.
Yeah, always.
But it's, which is fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Would your parents immigrated here?
They did to not to Nashville.
See all this research.
Very nice, John. We see it.
Yeah, he FaceTimed my parents to actually, that's how he researched.
What's up? Your daughter is coming through. Yeah.
They're like, who are you, sir?
What?
But
what, they immigrated?
They came from Taiwan and then went to Utah and then to
that's the best transition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taiwan to Utah.
Fast track.
I mean,
we're going to the middle.
Distinct difference.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, this is America. They like went to Utah, then went to Orange County to have me. So I grew up in Orange County, California.
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
Yeah.
You go straight to Utah and you go, this is not on the brochure.
Yeah. So I did not grow up in Utah. I don't know how I would have turned out.
You don't gonna claim Utah.
I feel very SoCal.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah, that's the place for you. I think that's the place for you because everybody's there.
Yeah.
Nah. Well, being out on the road, how long you been on the road? Like 4 years?
No, I just started like last year officially.
Oh, going on the road, but you've been doing comedy.
I've been doing comedy for 7 years, but officially started like doing a tour last year.
And you just got back from the UK.
I was in London. But also like touring is not built for like a woman in her 30s.
Now, let me break that down. Let me think about what that means.
Mansplain that for us, John, real quick. Hold if you could.
Yeah, mansplain my thought to me, John. Yeah,
I should go.
Tell her what she means.
I should go. Tell us more about it. I go, let me think about that.
Yeah. Let me
see.
Let me interpret your woman thoughts and make them make sense.
I'll have to look at, hey, what she's saying is, yeah.
It's not what do I mean by that, John?
Built for a woman in her 30s.
It's like, I'm a 37-year-old woman who lives in LA.
Okay.
You can picture what type of like hotel I like or, you know, like.
No, I'm not going to generalize you like that, but.
I'm opening it up.
No, I will. Okay. Yeah. I pictured the kind of hotel.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, eating mozzarella sticks at midnight. It's like, I can't.
Oh, so you're saying that's what guys do.
Now I'm generalizing.
We do
and
do
I,
that.
And I
though.
You're generalize.
Right on. No, you're really you're right on. Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Like
I'm trying to get some moss sticks after I leave here.
We'll wipe our hands on the sheets. Yeah. We might.
Yeah. I know.
Oh yeah.
That's I've seen you guys wash your hands.
And like a very
air quotes.
Yeah, maybe like staying or like staying overnight in an airport or like just like the road.
Yeah,
it's not
the
fit.
Road.
It's getting in Ubers.
Yeah, no.
All kind of areas of town. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like everything. Yeah. Like I don't love being in Ubers for so long. Like I like,
yeah.
I don't know. And I just like a cute little hotel.
Yeah.
I like a nice situation.
Yeah, Airbnb or no?
I just go wherever they tell me.
Yeah.
You know, right. Like whatever building I'm in.
Here we are. Yeah. Well, I saw I watched your Tonight Show special, their Tonight Show set.
Oh, thank you.
Which is great.
Thank you.
I thought, I didn't see, did I see it on this, or he said, oh yeah, I think he said it in there. He said, what did he say? I'm attracted to men, but I'm not.
Oh yeah.
You say it.
I said, I'm attracted to men, but I don't find men attractive.
Dang it,
yeah. And that makes sense, right?
No, yeah.
Okay. Versus what exactly you're saying right here. It's like, yeah.
And every time I did that joke,
I thought that was hilarious.
I'm grateful that you guys, if you think it's funny, because it's like.
Are men mad at that?
What, I was worried about that.
Nah.
Because whenever I would say it, I'm basically saying like, you guys don't try hard enough. And like, they all would laugh at shows. So I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, the guys would laugh at that.
They
yeah,
get it, yeah, yeah. You know?
Because like, we know we don't. We don't try.
Yeah, we
don't. Well, you guys try, but not to the extent that women do.
Yeah. Try to like look good.
Yeah, like a little bit of effort into like cleanliness, appearance, hygiene.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
And you guys try, but we try. We have like we detail and stuff. Yeah. So it's just a different league.
If women are at a five, we're at a three alarm.
Yeah,
we're five. Yeah, alarm. Yeah. Some of you are two.
Five
to be
alarm.
Honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And as you get older, you get four or five.
Sure,
or whatever,
we can. Yeah.
You know,
like a guy like Leonardo DiCaprio who would just, or you wouldn't be like that guy. Cause he just looks like he just put on jeans and a t-shirt and left his house.
But he tries, but I think just cause he has money.
Oh yeah.
And that's not fair. I feel like you should be able to try with not having Leo money.
Yeah. Well, not finding a guy, like you're attracted to men, but not finding men attractive is like, that's the men are fit for being on the road by themselves.
Yeah. Cause you know, like how, like, I get ready for a show. Like I put on makeup,
oh, yeah.
Right?
See, we don't do
I
that.
I plan my outfits.
Great point.
Like, how do you?
This is
do
embarrassing.
You just look in the mirror.
I wore the same outfit all weekend, all three shows.
No way.
It's like
no way.
Somebody said on my Instagram.
No way.
Did you wear the same outfit?
Same shirt. Same.
Yes.
You don't even switch a t-shirt.
No.
Why?
I switched for the meet and greet. I switched to t-shirt for the meet and greet.
What the fuck? Like, it's your wedding? Did like, you, wear you have the same- an outfit change for the meet and greet?
Did you wear the same meet and greet outfit every night?
Because you're cheating, because that's where the photos.
Why is that cheating?
Because that's where they take photos as a meet and greet.
Yeah, that's right. They take photos.
So when people post photos, it looks like, oh, he changed his shirt.
Yeah, but during the show, they're not allowed to take photos.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So it looks like I'm out of here. Yeah. I didn't try very hard. But don't you feel like if a guy is like very, very attractive or like muscular, it's harder to do jokes. It's harder to be a comedian because they want to like be like, this guy's a bum. Isn't that like a philosophy?
I think it's honestly, I just think it's harder because it's distracting to look at a very attractive person mm-hmm. in general.
Yeah, because you're like if like Matt Rife, they're just like, take your clothes off.
Yeah, you just look at him. You're like, how do you look like that? So you're only half yeah. listening.
So you got to be ugly. And they're like, let me listen to what this
you
got
to be like three
yeah,
you gotta alarm.
Three alarm hot.
Three alarm hot is prime.
Yeah, three alarm hot. Yeah,
because then they'll easily listen to you. But if anyone's really attractive, even if like some like, I don't know, like the receptionist or anyone you see.
You're just like.
My barista. I'm like, what the
if like, they're the hottest.
Yeah.
And you're just like.
You just stare.
Hey, what's your like confirmation number? And you're just like. What? Guy or girl also. I've seen some guys and like with the, like their jaw or you're just like, that's a very attractive
it's
man.
Distracting. Yeah. You can't not.
I tried to convince my girlfriend that a guy was hot. I was like, this is an attractive man.
Why were you doing that?
I don't know.
You're like, you should go for him.
No, I was like, this guy's hot. She's like, no, he's not. I go, this guy, you telling me this guy is not hot.
But it wasn't her type?
No, it was like I don't know what it was, like somebody in a like a valet or something. I go, that's a very attractive valet. She goes, I didn't think so.
Were you doing that as like a test to be like, I want to see if she's going to think he's hot?
Well, let me think. But well, she would like that. Yeah, not to be, she wouldn't look at a guy like that, I don't think. You never like seen somebody and then you see in the way they, you're like, oh, other people think that person's hot? I might have to reconsider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's different.
Wait, what?
Everyone has their tastes.
Yeah, you know how like Louis C.K. is like in his specials, he has like his shirt is like has like a stain on it.
Yeah.
I think that's, but he's like not an idiot. He's smart.
Yeah.
That's like part of the thing.
It makes like, him just everyday guy.
Yeah, like you know? Tim Dillon, or he's like, dumb, or I'm like, this guy is not dumb. This
that
is
was
the smartest
your
impression
guy. Of him.
Yeah.
I'm a little I'm about dumb. Me. I'm dumb.
Or like, who are the big, like the biggest, like, yeah, they're like bald or you know, like fat or something like that. And you're like, this guy can tell us the truth.
But what if we go into this new Matt Rife era where everyone's just chiseled and ripped
we
and
start
0%
some,
body fat?
Yeah. It's a new era.
It could be a new era. Who
you're
knows?
Ugly. Get out. What? Yeah.
But it is, I think it, in general, like anyone who's like just so well put together, like I just, yeah, you just stare at them like, wow. So it's hard to listen.
Well, what do the, yeah. How long do you put yourself together before the show?
I mean.
30 minutes?
Like almost an hour.
An hour.
Like
yeah.
I like to, you know, do makeup and a teeny bit of hair and I pick out different outfits. I don't wear the same outfit every show.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Now, which
I don't know which camera
at?
I'm looking at.
She's looking,
always
all
looking
of them.
At the
right. This one.
I'm looking at the
you
one
don't
that's
wear the same one.
Clearly not pointing at me at all. But
what are the biggest obstacles facing single women in their 30s these days? Because we got a lot of listeners, a lot of single women listeners.
I mean, I am currently actually no longer single. I have a boyfriend. I met him.
Breaking on the podcast. Yeah.
Exclusive.
He's like, we're going on the Net Positive. Do you want me to drop this?
Yeah.
Do you want me to drop this?
But I have been single for a long time in my 30s. So I think it's just exhausting to like, because your standards get very, no, well, it's not, okay. It's not fair to say standards get higher. It's just like.
Oh, I thought you were going to say lower.
I thought you were going to go lower. Yeah.
No, higher.
Oh, because you can't have time for the, A guy that doesn't have a job and you're 20, you're like, sure.
And every.
Yo, standards get higher.
Standards get higher. And I would just, you know, men beware. Women, when they get older, they just know what they want and know what they works for them. So they're like, yeah, but I think men do too, you know, like, you know,
that's probably true.
You know what you need, you know what you want, whatever. So it's like, I don't know. I think it's easier if you meet someone right away. You're like, you say no faster.
You go, nah, we don't have to go down this whole road. Yeah. Is
it,
who is the, who's at your shows? Generally, I find my shows are the women that have been, that have brought their husbands or boyfriends with them. Who's at your show?
Oh, It's a ton of like fun women
that have same
single and in couples all ages, and usually women who bring their boyfriends who end up being like, that was funny, whatever, like, okay, she brought me here, whatever.
Now who is this guy? She brought me here. Yeah.
I always do like a doofus guy.
Oh yeah.
And they're always juggling.
Who's it? She interrupted my juggling class. Yeah. I was like, come to your dumb little show.
But then they like it. Yeah. Cause I feel like my show is the same.
Then you win them over.
Yeah.
Which is great.
It's the best.
You get some new fans. Yeah. But,
Ralphie May, he said, the women are always the ones making the purchasing decisions. And the men,
that's so true.
The men will go with them.
So women plan. Planning involves looking at a calendar. I've realized men don't really use calendars. This is what I've learned.
This is generalization number two.
I proudly generalize. I want all of that in the final cut of this.
I don't use a calendar.
What's a calendar? But I had to teach my boyfriend like how to use Google Calendar.
Yeah.
And I invite him to events and now he looks forward to concerts we have plan and they will buy the ticket knowing that other women are also planning and buying tickets
and there
will be so many tickets available. And they want to get the good seat and put it in the calendar so you all know Friday night we have this plan, whatever. So that's actually very smart and true.
It is, because my girlfriend says, "Hey, put something so-and-so on your calendar for like and I'm like, ugh. And then it's a good time every time.
Like you have fun.
Yes, every time.
See?
Yeah. But I was like, hey, when is it? Like tomorrow. We planned to go to Kid Rock's show tonight, yesterday.
Oh, it's tonight?
Yes, tonight. You're going head-to-head with Kid Rock.
Oh, that's why no one's going to my show.
No, God, that's not true.
What does he have a comedy thing tonight or a concert?
It's Kid Rock's comedy jamboree.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Who's on the lineup? Do you know?
I don't know.
Well, not me, clearly. Yeah.
But whose show is after you tonight? There's
another show that I'm going to just do because it's at the same room. Dude. I'm just going to sit there.
Nashville's the best.
It's the Jeremiah Watkins show.
Oh, Jeremiah. Yeah, that's the variety show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just like we all freestyle a set, which I'm going to, after you do an hour, I'm like, great.
Who cares?
I'm just going to,
That is the best.
Maybe I'll just sing Ba with Da Ba.
All right. And I knew you knew about the South. Does everybody know that song?
Of course, ball everyone knows. Of course, everyone ball knows that song. Ball.
Yeah, he'll come out in like a full length like mink coat,
and he probably still does it to this day. He has to.
He'll do some racial jokes and get out of there.
Does that speak to Nashville?
Just kidding. No, just Kid Rock. I think.
Wait. Okay. So your girlfriend planned tonight.
Oh yeah. Well, she go. Yeah, but I'm in comedy. I know about. But she goes, hey, to your point, one of her friends,
girlfriend,
female, said, are you going? Knowing that she's dating me.
Like, you guys will probably be there anyways.
Yes.
Let's make a night out of it.
And then I go, I never even thought about it. But now we're going and I'm stoked.
I think the premise is like, women plan fun. And I want to argue, men all like to have fun.
Yeah.
I think a lot of men I know are just fun. They're fun people. They like to have fun. But women, we plan it. And you guys are always like, I'm down.
Women like to, men will just, hey, what are you doing tonight?
I know. We don't do that.
No, women.
We're not
don't
a like, what are you up to tonight?
We're like, what are you doing right now? It's not even tonight. We won't even do that so much advance. We'll just be like, dinner? What's up now? What are you doing?
You're like, I'm in your hood. Do you want to grab a beer? I'm like, what?
If a guy called me like 2 weeks in advance, you're like, you want to have lunch? I'll be like, that's crazy.
Has that ever happened to
you? No.
That's so crazy. See, women, I literally like,
they plan.
I have a date in my calendar 2 months from now for a lunch with two girlfriends.
No way.
2 months from now.
We would never do that.
Because this is how much a far ahead we're like, we plan like, this is getting in your 30s. You plan catch-ups.
Oh yeah, to get catch-ups.
So all you do, you plan to talk about what you've been up to since last time
I saw you. Last time you talked to him. Yeah. But you live in LA. The other person lives in LA.
Yeah. We are in LA. We live in LA. But then you guys are just like, I'm outside your door right now, Brian.
Sometimes I just go to my buddy's house and just knock on their door. Like,
I mean,
what's
that's
up?
Like a sitcom. Like, what is that? You know what I mean? Like, what is that?
Like, on the way home, just punching him.
I know. Like, hey, you guys, You guys are all Kramer.
Yeah, we
just
are.
Coming What's in. Up? No one asked for you to come over. Why are you eating here? Our food.
Yeah, he just shows up. I thought the part about I queued up a clip for us. That you think that men that are emotional are you're attracted to? You got like a guy that cries.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, so I went to the Masters on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. The golf tournament, and I was such a religious experience. Mm-hmm. Here, grab those headphones. When I can, you know,
is this a video of you crying? I hope
I was trying to explain it to my girlfriend. I started crying, and she took a video of me. Watch it. Yeah, can you see it? Just watch it for a second. I've already seen it. I already know.
Wait, this. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Friend started crying when he told me about his experience at the Masters.
Out of respect for the course. The turmoil he went through all day battling with the course. Sign of honor.
It's emotional. My boy.
That's it.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Wait, why? I respect that. I respect that. Like, you had an experience.
I had an emotional experience.
It meant a lot to you.
Yeah.
Was the thing that made you emotional at the Masters, like, was there a particular, do we call them players?
Yeah. Okay. So one of the, I was trying to explain the course is so like.
What if he starts crying, reminiscing about this moment that he was crying?
I've got that. There was a Hideki Matsuyama. I think that's how you pronounce it. He won 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, and his caddy. So the caddy's out there saying, we should hit a 4-iron. We should hit a 3-iron. This goes a little bit right to left. And he finally won. And the caddy, after winning, shook everybody's hand, turned around, took his hat off and bowed to the course.
Is that what made you? Wow.
Because he was
the first
like,
time I'm hearing what
like,
this is all, about. I never knew what you were crying about.
And it was like a sign of like respect to the course of all he had been through with that course for the last week and battling with it. And like when there's like rain, it slows down. When there's no rain, it goes faster. When there's wind, when there's sand, he was like, me and this course have like been
on this like hallowed ground journey together.
Yeah. And I tried to explain that to my girlfriend. I started crying.
She just started filming you.
Yeah.
And laughing at you.
Yeah. And laughing.
Wait, did you cry when you watched the bow? Do you remember?
I wasn't there. That was 3 years ago.
Wait.
John Desire YouTube
so
clip come up.
Hold on. I thought you went to the Masters.
No, I did. I did go to the Masters on Wednesday.
Okay.
But I was explaining to her how miraculous and how the course is so gorgeous. And and I was like, actually, and I told her the story about
of
3 years
this
ago.
Moment of 3 years ago.
Yeah. You can hey, look it up. See if you can look it up. Hideki Matsuyama, caddy bow. Yeah.
I do, but crying is good. Oh
yeah,
my
it's
God.
A good feeling.
Oh, there's a video of it?
There has to. Obviously, there's a video of it. Go down. There it is right there. See, he wins. He finally wins right there. Look, he turns to the course. Respect.
And that's the caddy?
Yeah, it's the caddy.
Oh, my God.
See, you're going
like
to cry.
2-second clip.
That was not as dramatic a bow as I thought it was going to be. He just kind of like looked down at his shoe.
Honestly, like, oh. Yeah, it kind of looked like he was just like shaking off something.
Maybe
on his
he wasn't. Yeah. He wasn't bowing at all.
Had some dust in his hair, and he's like,
I do be crying for a lot, all kinds of stuff.
But I totally, it totally makes sense. People cry about in sports and all the time. It is very emotional,
right? But why would you say you're attracted to a guy that cries? Does your boyfriend cry or no?
Oh my god, dude. He cries. Like
he does.
He lets, and it's attractive because it's like you're just accepting the emotions that are happening. You're not fighting them off.
Yeah.
So I love someone. I love someone who laughs a lot.
Oh yeah.
Just let it.
Let it go. What are we doing? What are we doing?
You know.
Who are you hiding that from?
Let it.
Yeah.
You know, and then so he lets any movie.
I do too. I do too.
You know,
let it flow through you.
Like the movie Click.
Yeah.
The Adam Sandler remote control one.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen it in so long.
Say like Titanic or something. Like,
I definitely cried at that movie too. Yeah, for
quick,
sure.
You know,
for sure.
I haven't seen it.
So it's like, it's pretty good, you know? Yeah. And, you know, it's all about like, you know, the things important in life are family, not work. Like your family is, and he realizes like he didn't spend enough time, and it's very emotional. So like when the scenes where it's designed to make you cry, he's like bawling.
Yeah.
And he doesn't try to hold it in. He just lets
good for him.
So
that needs to be the new era of men.
Yeah. Like why?
How long were you with him before you realized that he's crying like that?
He cried and then she and goes, date me now.
Yeah.
He cried.
Let's lock this up.
No, he cried early on. Maybe just on our second date. No, I'm just kidding. No.
He's like, hey, I'm like glad that you said I have a boyfriend on this podcast, but the rest of it, I wasn't too happy about.
No, I think I knew early on and I liked it and I told him I liked it. So and I cry easily too.
Yeah.
No, I cry when if I know we're not going to see each other for a while, when you know you have a lot of travel coming up, I preemptively cry.
Oh, you get it out early.
Like before the moment you say goodbye.
Yeah.
It's like you thought about that moment 3 years ago. I think about the future and I start crying.
So you're planning your planning your fun and you're planning your
tears. That's how I plan as a woman. Mm-hmm. I cry. Yeah. I cry before it even happens.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't really know. You don't really quite know what the emotion is.
Oh,
it's just an overwhelm. It's just like you're like, what am I? I'm not sad for this. Like if you're crying at like a country concert, you're like, I didn't grow up like this. I didn't grow up in a lake. I don't even know why I'm crying.
Because I do think about like sometimes people are so happy they cry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I need to, there's got to be stuff about that. Like why is that the physical?
Yeah.
How come your body shuts down when you're so happy you cry?
You don't know. Yeah, why is that the expression?
Yeah.
Of your, yeah. I mean, anger, you understand, like throwing something or something, that would be like, oh, that makes sense.
That'd be super funny, though, if you're so happy you get angry.
Just throwing stuff.
Let's like go. Leo wins his first Oscar and just throws it.
That is a good feeling. Yeah.
But it is, it's
sometimes, I've never cried out of happiness.
You never have?
Not probably, yeah.
You know, like at a wedding. If you see your best friends get married, it overwhelms you. You cry.
I cry when I think a sign of, and maybe it's a comic thing, but you can maybe it's empathy. You can connect with other people's feelings. Mm-hmm. Like if you see someone sad, you can be sad.
It sounds like we're robots trying to explain empathy. Have you ever heard someone else feels something and then it's like. Contagious, like it rubs on your shoulder.
They're like, yeah, dude. I
know, but I do, yes, empathy, yes.
Yeah, some people didn't cry. They're like, oh, I've never cried before.
Like you're happy for someone is a nice feeling. Oh, yeah.
There is a lot of, you know what there's a lot of these days on TikTok is a lot of people crying on camera. They film themselves crying.
Yeah,
people make fun of it. A lot of people make fun of it.
Like the video you just showed us of you.
Well, that's he wasn't.
No, people filming themselves.
People filming themselves. Like you're right, so sad, and then you set up your camera. You're like, all right, well, you're not that sad.
Yeah, that's
crazy. You're not that sad. Is the goal just to like
get sympathy? I guess or get
really. Yeah.
And we 5 seconds ago we're like we empathize with others, and now I see that and I go no, boo.
Because it's like manufactured. It's like if you're asking, you can't ask for empathy.
Yeah,
I don't think you can't cry. Just give it.
Well. Listen, if you start keep going down this road of comedy and then you start being an actor, which I know you were in Central Intelligence. Dang, I looked up a lot of things.
Oh, no, I worked on the production.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I know, but it's technically on my IMDb because
I saw it.
I was like part of the crew.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. I was not in it.
Central Intelligence with The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Nice.
But yeah. I went to the set, you know, I hung out there, but.
But if you start. If you start acting, then you're going to have to cry. So that's part of it.
That's going to be hard, dude.
Yeah, because they say, like, think about something sad. Like, think about your dog dying or something.
Have you ever acted in and did a crying thing?
No. People were like, that's John Christ. No.
They were like, have to play the bowing bit.
I don't buy it. Yeah, just think about the bowing bit.
You obviously know what
crying.
To think about, right? You know
what I mean? Do you want to go down the acting road? Is where you want to be?
I'm totally open to it. I'm down. I don't think I'm going to... Like if I get cool jobs, also like people have to let me be in their project. So if anyone that does invites that me and I think it's awesome, I would do it. But I don't think I'm going to become Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
You know?
You have to dress like him.
I wouldn't mind it because he dresses for function.
Now that guy does not give any effort.
Just high school phys ed t-shirts.
Zero effort.
But I do appreciate dressing for function and comfort.
Yeah.
I respect that.
He's wearing like basketball shorts and like a polo shirt, yeah. Like a collared shirt.
It's, yeah,
like a mom. It's like boss, he can't decide who he wants to be.
Who cares? Yeah. This week's episode brought to you by Rocket Money. Did you find any subscriptions you forgot about, or do you have any paid that you didn't think twice and realized it?
What? Yes.
Yeah, tons of them. We've documented.
Yeah,
I got all kind of things that I'm buying subscriptions for. Facetune. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway.
Facetune, Airbrush.
Rocket Money. Get them in charge of your finances, ladies and gentlemen. They will find all your subscriptions, cancel the ones you don't need, or at minimum, let you know the ones you have. Nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about.
Yikes.
That's crazy. Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought about, I probably have at least 40.
I think I told you the other day, I had 3 Spotify accounts. Did I tell you that?
That's great.
I was paying $9.99 a month for
that's
like a year and a half
that's
for Spotify.
Free money. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting any money on the... I mean, I'm wasting money. But
sure.
I know what money I'm wasting.
Right.
Yeah. We did this thing. We bought this app where you could see what your kids look like.
Oh, yeah.
That's a waste of money.
Yeah.
That's a waste of money.
Yeah.
But I have since canceled it, actually.
How do they look, by the way?
Well, it was a cute looking kid, but it had spiked hair. And I was like, that's not... I feel like they didn't have enough information.
Use the bowl cut photo.
Oh, yeah. I was like, hey, this is not a representative of me. Subscriptions, I've long since forgotten about. Rocket Money helped me cancel some of them, and now I'm finally starting to see my account balance go up, baby. I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. That ain't the truth. The end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend money on budgeting all of my expenses. What a nerd. Or tracking down customer service to cancel subscriptions. Not doing that.
Not you spending time budgeting. Ew.
No, dude. Absolutely.
This is
not. We're trying to be in the pod studio, baby.
Yeah.
Now I use Rocket Money and it does it all for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills, baby. Rocket Money will eventually Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%, which is unbelievable. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill. Rocket Money will take care of the rest, and they deal with customer service for you. That is unbelievable.
That's huge. Because that's the worst part of canceling stuff is they make it hard on purpose
because
they know you won't put up the time.
Yeah, and every time, if you do have the time, they'll do it.
Yeah, for sure.
All you have to do is just have the time.
Yep, and Rocket Money gives you the time.
There's people on TikTok, I got time today. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped its members save an average of $740 a year with over 500 million canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/netpositive. That's rocketmoney.com/netpositive. Rocketmoney.com/netpositive or hit the link in the episode description below. Who's your favorite comedian?
I don't even know if I have like an all-timer.
Yeah.
I mean, just because we're in Nashville, I do love Nate Bargatze, obviously.
Hey.
Obviously.
He's our guy.
Because obviously he's like the best, but like I love any comic who I feel like they're just talking.
Yeah, they're not trying to do a thing.
I don't feel like they're trying so hard to make this perfect sentence that they like broke down over years. Like
he's the best at that.
And whether he's doing it or not, like if it's a magic trick, I believe it.
I'm in it.
Like, I think he's just talking.
That's the best. Well, I feel like that's the best and worst thing about comedy because you see somebody at the top of the game of basketball or baseball, you're like, I could never do that. You see someone at the top of a game of comedy, you're like, I could do that because they make it look so regular.
Yeah.
That's what's so great about it.
So good because he's so regular.
Yeah. I don't know if it's an,
he's a 3 alarm.
Yeah.
It's funny because that wouldn't work in sports. Like the most regular players.
That's why we watch the Masters because, like, I could never do that. That's incredible.
I know nothing about, like, sports, meaning like teams, players, stats, nothing. But I love sports as like an institution and a value system.
That they exist, yeah.
Because
yeah,
I love watching whatever Olympics, like whoever is like the best that they possibly can be at something is like...
And you're like, you've dedicated the last 9 years of your life to this, like, awesome. Yeah, yeah, I'm into it.
And I love, because, you know, people cry when they win a game or they win a championship.
Oh, yeah.
But even what's if you're a
fan, your team wins, you cry.
Oh, that crying might just be like built up emotion. You're relief. Just like, you purge. Yeah, relief. You're just like, maybe. Oh, I'm done.
Yeah. Like the tension is over. The stress is over.
Yeah.
Just cry.
Well, the best part about, like, I think it was like how dopamine goes into your brain is when your brain gets the idea that you're going in the right direction. So like you probably remember where you were when they emailed you and said you got the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And that was probably better than doing it.
It was just as good.
Yeah. Getting you're like, because when you receive a validation that you are winning, you get it. Like someone says you got a raise. You're like,
yeah.
You don't even have the money. Mm-hmm. Or like, hey, you got the contract or you got the gig. You didn't even do it yet. Mm-hmm. But
I get that when I get like a shipment confirmation email. That I get a dopamine. I go, oh, it's on the way, dude.
Wait, shit, that's hilarious.
It's coming to me, and I track every shipment.
Yeah,
track every shipment, and the closer it gets to me, my dopamine, that's my Molly. Roof.
Oh, yeah, that's your Molly. Wait,
and then I'll meet the delivery guy outside. I want him to hand it to me. Wait, I was like, I camped
that's
overnight.
Hilarious.
I'm waiting for it.
Okay, so you press buy, right? Whatever, you press buy, wherever it is, and then you first get a email.
I love the emails. Mm-hmm.
The email said your transaction went through, right?
Yep.
And then what's next?
And then they say it's shipped.
But then like a couple days later, meaning
they go, hey,
we're coming.
Here's where it's at. It'll tell you the city it's in. Guess what? It's in Pennsylvania. I ordered it from Etsy.
I'm into this. Yeah.
Because do you shop online?
Of course.
I keep mentioning Target. Target has a fantastic online shipment communication system.
A lot of our listeners boycott Target, but go ahead.
Oh, well, I'm going to fix that.
That's a joke.
Did they really?
No, I don't think so. Some do. I don't know. Who knows?
But yeah, they send you little updates of like where it's at, and you can track how far it is.
Oh,
and
they
give you the targeted date. Like, here's where we think this is when it's going to get there. And I love to make sure I'm home.
That whole thing's a dopamine rush.
Yeah.
The whole process.
But I'm being tricked by like consumerism, I think, to think.
Keep going. Well, that's if you say we're playing golf and they say, hey, after we're going to go get, you want to get pizza after this, right? So you get done the 18th hole, you bow to the course.
Of course.
And you're like, you've been thinking about pizza for 10 holes, right? Mm-hmm. You on the way. You get all the way to the place, doors locked. It's such a deflate. It hurts so much more. You're like, well, Chipotle's right here. We're like, no, we already had this dopamine situation going on. So if they box, it goes, hey, it's lost. Mm-hmm. You're like, but you never even had it in the first place, but in your mind you had it.
I mean, we had this thing in LA. No. Like me and my boyfriend tried to get bagels one morning in LA. Sunday morning in LA, there's only like 3 bagels. LA's not huge on bagels.
There's that one on right on Santa Monica.
What's it called?
I forgot. I used to go there all the time. I don't know.
It's like bagels are great, you know?
Yeah.
And in our little brains, we thought we could just stroll into this very popular bagel spot on a Sunday morning and just go in and out. And we go to 2 separate bagel places on the east side of LA.
Nothing.
50 people in line. We couldn't even get a parking spot at either. So we left, and I was very disappointed.
And you wanted a bagel. You don't even eat bagels.
I don't even eat bagels.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't. Yeah. But we happened to be in the mood, and we tried 2 strikes, and then we just went to like a coffee shop, and I got like a scone.
Oh,
I know, right?
Worst.
I got a matcha scone. Which
you're
was
like, why? What's the point of living? What's the point of living?
And I remember eating this overpriced matcha scone and being like disappointed. And then being disgusted at myself.
Yes.
Like I've created this circumstance where I can afford a matcha scone
yeah.
and be like, this isn't what I wanted. Like
now she's impersonating herself.
Yes, yeah. that's yeah.
So you're allowed to do that.
That's sweet.
If it's you, you're allowed to do yes. that. Yeah. I can't impersonate you, but.
You can try. Do you want to give it a shot?
No.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
It's a camera right over here. Anyway.
Yeah. If you like that, that's the idea that, and then the opposite, if someone, you know, they, you submit for some festival and they decline you, or ticket mm-hmm. sales aren't the way that you take it the opposite way. Like it really means nothing in the grand scheme of you're like, this is a notch against
I love me. That philosophy. Nothing means anything. Mm. So let's not stress out about like assigning so much meaning to every like or ticket
everything,
sale.
Yeah.
Cause it, you know,
you're going to kill yourself. You're going to die.
That is true.
Yeah.
Like
we're going to, yeah. But if you, I remember during what we lived in LA, like during COVID, what were you guys doing comedy wise?
I just not doing shows. I did Zoom shows. I stayed in LA all of the pandemic. I lived alone. I did Zoom shows.
The whole time?
Pretty much, dude. I had no idea what was going to happen.
I love that you're owning it. Like, I did Zoom shows. I'm sorry.
Leslie Liao, I did Zoom shows in the pandemic. You didn't do any?
No, I didn't do any.
I know.
I did not do any Zoom shows.
We barely locked down here. It was, wasn't really a thing.
Did you guys have a lockdown here?
Yeah, two weeks.
Real quick.
How long was it? Oh, you guys only did the 2 weeks and then everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we were all the like wiping groceries down crowd in LA. Like we all.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But the Zoom shows, like they kind of obviously it doesn't help your live stand up, but it did make you like sharper because.
Yeah. You had to do exactly your
like,
jokes.
People like.
A Zoom show is crazy.
But I would still do crowd work in a Zoom show. For real. Like I would because people didn't mute. People didn't mute themselves, right?
You so can't because then
so
you
they're
would,
like, yeah. John, I'm on a Zoom. Yeah, she's not that funny. Should I hang up? Are you? I don't know why I do that accent all the time.
Yeah.
So then they would
it's the
they
same
would
guy
like
from earlier.
Accidentally heckle you because they're not on mute.
Oh, that's the best.
And then I would, and this is the thing, you know all their names. Oh, so you can call it. Out, you're like, what was that, Julian? You can call out their name. Like, and then I would joke, or, you know.
Yeah, you have to.
That's all we had.
That's all we, yeah, because we were so, if you, now you do a show and it's not sold out or something at a theater, we're like, well, remember, we were so grateful for like the West Side, how many seats is that theater? Like 50?
Yeah, it's not even 100, I don't
know. Not even 100. And you, well, let's say you put it in like a fourth for like distance, like social distancing, it's like, 20 and you were like thrilled.
Yeah.
I was doing shows. I did Zanies at like a third capacity, which is like 75 people. Mm. And I was like, this is unbelievable. And I didn't care. I was like, I was so grateful. You know, so I was like,
thank you.
What's up?
Yeah.
And they're like everybody being separated in at a comedy crowd is not ideal.
I know, because we like comedians are creepy. We like tight spaces and dark rooms.
Yeah.
We want the low ceiling. We like the audience to be touching each other.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah. Like they say it like that.
I don't. But we like, we like them to be dark, tight, and cozy.
Yeah.
We don't it's like
about everybody needs
bright light. Outdoors.
Standing up. No.
Yeah, their faces are half covered. It was a nightmare.
I think Nate has told stories about going and doing. Doing shows at drive-ins where they're all in their cars.
Yeah.
Bert was doing that too.
Bert was doing it. Yeah.
They were crushing it.
They were like honk when it was a funny.
Yeah. But I'm sure they still crushed it and they found a way.
Well, look at all of them now.
Yeah.
Look at their, like they must have learned something.
It made them tougher probably. But.
The drive-ins are tough.
Yeah.
But now you're doing it. When is Zany's? The Zany's show's in like in an hour. Huh?
I have it tonight. I think it'll be fine.
And then where are you going from here?
This is me hyping up.
Yeah.
Is this live? Because I love people to buy tickets.
We're going to, after your show's already done, then this comes out. So it
Perfect.
Helps you.
Okay, great.
It helps
you
zero. Okay, sorry.
So it helps me zero.
Yeah.
It's in a couple of hours.
But you're on the road everywhere.
I'm going everywhere. Tomorrow I'm going to Austin for Moon Tower Comedy Fest.
Oh, what? Yeah.
I've never done Austin.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'll be, it's a legit festival, so it'll be fun.
This drops tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Moon Tower, sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it,
this
it
drops tomorrow. Yeah, if you want to plug it in.
What if it's like, this comes out in August?
It never comes out.
Yeah. I don't even know if I'm recording this. Yeah, no. I don't even know if I'll be doing stand up by then.
But
what, do you go on the road for a long period of time?
I think you go back and forth, right? For the rest of my life, I'm gonna do it.
Stay on the road.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's kind of like, because people do ask, like, when's the tour over? I'm like, it never was really over.
They ask me that too.
You just call it a new name and do a different venue.
Keep
and
going.
It's never over.
You go to the same city, it'll be new every time.
Different
venue,
same city.
But I said, they were like, man, your tour dates are crazy. But then I would always be like, well, your tour dates are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, like, that's
someone
wild.
With a normal job is what I'm saying.
Oh,
they're
oh,
like,
oh.
This looks like a lot of touring.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you.
Well, you're in 10 meetings a day for five days a week.
And then you got to do, you got to work for 8 hours. And then the next day, work for eight hours.
Did you ever have like a full, like a day job?
Yeah, I worked at a marketing company in sales.
I had day jobs too.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you worked in HR.
And at Brillstein, shout out to Brillstein.
Oh, you worked in HR Brillstein?
No, not.
Oh, you just worked in the mailroom or something like that?
I was like an assistant.
That was disrespectful.
That was the mailroom.
They don't even have the mailroom anymore. That's an old thing, isn't it?
I think.
I used to work in the mailroom. They don't do that.
I actually started in a mailroom at a management company. I don't know if they must still have a mailroom type of thing.
The equivalent, yeah.
Probably. Maybe they just rebranded it. It's not called the mailroom.
Yeah.
I don't know. But so,
yeah. So you watched and you would be like, I can do better than this.
With stand-up?
Like, I'll do it. I can do this myself.
That's pretty much what happened.
Yeah, I like that energy.
Like in LA, I always loved stand-up. So I went to shows all the time in LA. And then the first time I saw a bad stand-up show in LA, I'd never seen bad live comedy.
This is exactly the same thing happened to me. Exact same.
Yeah.
Keep, you tell her.
So I stumbled upon the show and it was like a beginner stand-up class. So they weren't meant to be good.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. Oh,
so then I saw
this is the exact same thing happened to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you.
And then you go, oh.
I go, what? Are you kidding me? Like anyone can just go up there? Because I was only watching like Kevin Nealon.
Yes. I was watching Chris Rock, Kevin Hart, and like Cat Williams. Is Jesus my favorite comedy.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody says so you're that. Watching them being like, yeah.
And just killing.
I could never do that.
Just
of course
killing.
I could. Yeah.
But I was so mesmerized by it. Yeah. I go, this, I mean, when I first saw, I'd go, this is unbelievable. And then I went to an open mic, not to try it. I was just curious about it. And it was like, and I went in and I go,
it's,
oh.
I know.
And this is our profession. So we're like outing ourselves here, kind of. Yeah. I was like, oh, I could do that.
Yeah. You're like, I could fumble my words and make no one laugh.
It was at the Laughing Skull Lounge. It was like a new Monday night open mic night. And it was like, and I went to them. It was probably not the next week. It was probably 3 weeks down the road. I went the next week and I went the next week.
Nice.
Just to kind of build up my, no, I didn't sign up yet. So then I go, hey, I want to, the front desk lady or whoever, I go, I want to do it. She goes, you want to do it? I go, yeah. She goes, June 24th, 2009. And that's the first time I ever did it.
Wait, so you have to sign up like days in advance?
Yeah, I think it was like
that was the last thing you ever scheduled.
Yeah.
Whoa. Of course it was a woman who was like, let me put you on the calendar. When would you like to do the open mic?
No guy.
Because every male comic just shows up on the mic like, can I do it now?
Is there a woman I can bump on the roster tonight?
She's like, no, we have a schedule, sir.
Can I do it? Yeah. Now? I want
to
go.
I'm
up
ready
next.
To do comedy now. Okay.
It's a caveman now.
I know.
I'm ready to do comedy now. Okay. Yeah. No, but yeah, I would imagine that's every profession. Every profession you see and go, I mean, it would be the same, I'm guessing, for sports. I mean, you probably played young, though.
You got to start somewhere.
You go to the driving range, you go to Top Golf, you're like, I'm better than that guy.
You find it later though. Comedy, I feel like you find later than like how many 9-year-olds are doing stand up?
Yeah, no.
You know, there's not like youth leagues.
Yeah, I guess you come up the whole time in. So you can't really be a comic before like but you graduate at least. Not because you just don't know where to do it.
But with everything though, it's like you got to start somewhere. So you're always going to start bad. Everyone's bad at everything.
I'm sure there's people that have started restaurants that they worked at a restaurant. They go, mm-hmm. Oh, I could do this better than the next guy for sure. Yeah.
So we were both inspired by
terrible comedy. I wonder who they were.
I think about them all the time because they inspired me. Yes, I don't know any of their names.
I don't know any. There's no way.
I wouldn't recognize them if I saw them. Whatever. It was at the Hollywood Improv. Really? Oh, only because the improv, like they allowed, it wasn't like they didn't produce it. They just allowed them to do it at their venue.
Yeah.
So in my mind,
this was back before.
This was 7 to 8 years ago.
So in the Hollywood Improv now, you have had a little bit of experience to get up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a different time.
They just lended their venue. They're like sure, in
2017, 16 or something like that.
And it was also, I should have known, it was like a 4 p.m. show. So I should have known. It was like a matinee comedy show. And I was like, yeah, let's check this out. And I was like appalled. I was appalled.
Gosh, that's crazy. We have the same story. And then what did you do from then? You went somewhere?
I enrolled in like a writing workshop class. So I did the whole writing and then just did open mics and stayed in the writing thing and kept writing and just kept doing it. But it's weird how you're inspired by.
You're like, oh, I could do that.
Yeah. It wasn't the greats that got us to be like, yeah. It was.
That's why you got me into stand up. Yeah. Or like I liked the art form of it. Yeah.
Hardcore fans.
Yeah.
But I wonder, I don't know if it works like that in sports. Like if a golfer watches like a goes to like a putt-putt course and is like, what the f***?
I'm going to start taking
like
over.
Like some 7-year-old kid is like, oh, you, I could do that.
Yeah.
And then just goes.
And he's like, and you propelled me to greatness. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of ups and downs in comedy that, the longer I'm doing it, the longer I'm grateful that I am still doing it and that I like it more. Nate, I was playing golf with Nate the other day and he goes, I love it more than I ever have.
Oh, that's beautiful. Did you cry? I would have cried.
I'm crying.
He bowed.
That he just likes the idea of a joke, why it works, why it doesn't work, how the next night, how to tighten it up a little bit so it does work. Mm-hmm. Why, after the comedy set with the guys that I opened for, I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
What does happen? What happened to this one? Yeah.
It never gets old.
Never. It hasn't for me.
I think it's the same, probably the same for you, but I don't know. When people say like, are you addicted to it? I don't know if it's that, but it's like, I just can't stop.
I'm compelled to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that is an addiction.
Yeah.
Is it? I just defined addiction.
I just can't quit it. And I've,
ignored
my family.
I've alienated my loved ones and family friends and sacrificed my health.
But I'm not addicted.
It's not it's addiction. Let me be clear. It's not addiction.
I'm just doing one show tonight and then there's a show after me and I'm going to go on that show and then I'm going to go tomorrow to do another show at another area of the country.
I just can't live without it and I can't. I'm going to start crying. But yeah, it's just your body does it.
Yeah. That's the way to say
like
it.
A bird flies.
Yeah. And listen, now a lot of people are going to come out to your show and they're going to say, do you meet people after the show or no?
It depends on my travel schedule. So tonight I'm going to try.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I'm just doing the show after. But I try to meet people if I go to a city for the first time.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell all my fans, go out and see Leslie. Where should they find you on socials?
My website is leslieliao.com.
Yeah.
And that links to all the silly social stuff.
Liao, like Lee, the clothing brand.
Yes. And then, plus.
Yeah. And then Al,
something
like
you say
hurt.
When you fall.
Yeah. And you said.
I say my last name is Liao, like meow.
And I go, oh, yeah, that's a better way. No, you got that figured out more than
it's Chris, like Kerr, and then like ist.
They're like, that's you were doing the same words, dude.
What's that game? Not charades, but not Pictionary. You were doing like Pictionary with my name.
Oh, yeah. Lee.
You're like, okay, two syllables.
Yeah.
Lee. I was like, I know how to say it. Yeah. Like, you
know? I'll take it from here. Lee Alec Mio. Grateful to have you on the pod. Good luck tonight at Zane's. I'm going to come through tonight.
Oh, and hell yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And then some, there are going to be a lot of people that have come out to your shows and they're going to say, we saw you on the Net Positive podcast.
Hell yeah. And shout out to Kid Rock.
And shout out to Kid Rock.
Here, thank
both of them. Come to both of them. Thank you, Leslie. Great to see you.
Thank you.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. Was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.